pregame coverage right here on Mix 101.7 KAYL. Again, getting ready for Class 2A Region 5 semifinal. And joining me, head coach of the Manson Northwest Webster Cougar girls basketball team, Brett Larson. And coach, before we talk about the exciting first round playoff game, talk us through your regular season as a collective, 11-11, some ups and some downs during the regular season.
Yeah, it was, like you said, that ups and downs, that sums it up pretty well. Our schedule, if you go and look at us, you know, we start with a really, really tough schedule out of the gate, including the team we're playing tonight, Sioux Central, twice in our first five games. You know, we play Cherokee, Pocahontas, Humboldt, a rated team in Class 4A, Newell Fonda, obviously, just a lot of really tough games. And the big emphasis I always make with our girls is, hey, just stick with things through this, even though it might not show up in the win column, but it's going to make us better. And then when we turn the corner from Christmas, we really put together a good run. You know, I feel like we let one get away up at Grettinger right out of Christmas break. And I think that kind of made our girls realize, hey, we got to make sure we show up every single night. And then we rattled off, I think, 7 or 8 in a row. And we were playing really good basketball. And then we kind of had a little skid there, as you can see. But I was super happy with how our girls bounced back last week. And, you know, we played a tough Kingsley Pearson team all the way through for four quarters. And then we got a good win against Pocahontas, a team we hadn't beaten in close to 5 years. So I think that kind of gave us some momentum here into the postseason. We always talk about, you know, you want to build up and be playing your best come mid-February. And I think we're starting to do that. So I hope we can continue on with that tonight.
Talk us through, you did a little bit there, but the tough opening part of the schedule from a coach's standpoint, do you rather see that at the beginning of the year? I mean, obviously after that, you've got a whole bunch of time to build into the playoffs and the rest of the season, or would you rather see that loaded schedule in the back half before you start in the playoffs?
Yeah, I think about that a lot. Probably in the midst of it, I always wish it was later on in the year. As we're sitting there at like 1-4, 1-5. But honestly, I think it's nice to have early on because I think it kind of shows us, hey, where are we lacking? You know, those teams, those good teams, they're going to expose your weaknesses. That's why they're good teams. And I think then what you can really do is start to focus in on those types of things and really, you know, use the month of January to really build on those things to be playing your best towards the end of the year. So I think it's nice to have it early, and that way hopefully you build those wins late in the year, because I think that builds a lot of that momentum that you want to see.
And then you talked about it, the regular season finale. You played Pocahontas area, a game you guys won by 11, played a really good first half in, according to the stat sheet there. Walk us in a little more detail through that one. That's another good quality team, a conference opponent there for Pocahontas area that you guys picked up the win on your home floor against.
Yeah, we played them to a close game up at their place again early in the year. Actually, we led at half, and then we just kind of we haven't been able to put together four good quarters. That's kind of been our big emphasis here lately. And then at home, we were able to do it. We pulled in front, and, you know, they, like they do, they can put a rally on you in a hurry because they can create some turnovers, they can make the three. And they did that a couple times, but our girls just really responded well. They cut it, you know, down to two or tied it up, and then we went on a really nice 8-0 run going into the half. And we just talked about, hey, let's play this game like it's 0-0. Let's not think about being up 8. Let's play it like it's 0-0, and let's win the next half. And we actually went on, and we won that half by 1 point. To win by 9. So I think that game just really gave us a lot of confidence. We rebounded the ball really well. You know, if you look at the numbers there, I think we out-rebounded by close to 25 total rebounds, which for a team like us, we don't shoot the ball really well. You know, the stats don't lie on that. Our percentages aren't really high. So we have to find ways to get extra possessions through offensive rebounds, steals, and trying to limit other teams' extra possessions. And that comes back to taking care of the ball and rebounding. So we did that really well that night, and it was a really great way to go out on our home floor.
Chatting with head coach Brett Larson of Manson Northwest Webster girls basketball. And now, coach, You play an exciting first-round playoff game. You're the only team in the region to win on a road floor. Walk us through that first-round game. It's knocking off Hartley Melvin Sanborn in a 46-44 final score.
Yeah, a team we didn't really know much about, a team I've never played. This is my 13th year coaching, so that was my first time playing HMS, which I was kind of excited about. Sometimes in region play, you end up playing a lot of the same teams over and over again. So it was a long trip for us. We knew from watching film, they had a lot of size. So we knew that was going to definitely have an impact on the game. And a big start for us from Sophia McCullough. You know, she makes us go offensively. She's had a really nice season. And, you know, her history is she had a great freshman year, and then she missed all of last year with an injury. So for her to bounce back and be about 17 points a game and 7 rebounds is just a testament to how hard she's worked. But she really carried us in that first half. And we neither team could really get ahead by more than 2 or 4 points. We gave them a little 5-0 run right before the half and fell behind by 1, which was disappointing because we played a good half. We just kind of fell asleep and gave them a couple baskets we shouldn't have. And then in the second half, we battled some foul trouble. We had 3 girls play with 4 fouls a lot of the way. They actually pulled up by 7 about 4 minutes to go. And in that game, 7 felt like about 20, but our girls just stuck with it. We kept getting stops. And we found a way to put on a 9-0 run there to get that win. And again, if you go back and look at those numbers, we rebounded the ball super well. And against a team with that size, we out rebounded them by, I think again, close to 20 rebounds. We shot 20% worse from the field. So to overcome that, like I talked about earlier, we were able to take care of the ball. We turned it over half as much as they did, and we out-rebounded them. And that made a world of difference in that game. So again, I think hopefully that gives us some confidence as we move along.
Chatting with head coach Brett Larson of Manson Northwest Webster Cougar girls basketball. And now, coach, a team that you're probably the most familiar with this season is the matchup tonight. You take on number 4 Sioux Central. You played them twice before Christmas break. Walk us through a little bit of what you're seeing in this matchup. It's the age-old thing that it's hard to beat a team 3 times in a regular season, so that's on your side a little bit there. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about what you saw in Sioux Central back in December, and then the message to the team tonight as you get prepared to take on the Rebels.
Yeah, Coach Krager, he does a great job with this team. They're just a well-rounded basketball team. You know, they got those 3 girls, Krager, Christian, and Wilson, who not many teams in the state, if any, have 3 girls that are averaging over 15 a game. They're able to put points up in a hurry, and we found that out in both these games. You know, the first game of the year when we played them, it just really was never our night. They just came in and they pretty much handled us from the start. But when we went up there a couple weeks later, we actually led about halfway through the second quarter. I really thought we responded well. But then, like they're capable of, they put on a quick 9-0 run. And you give them a little bit of space on the three-point line and they'll make you pay. Not many teams shoot over 40% from the three-point line. You know, Krager's almost 50%. So they just do a lot of things well. Those girls can also go inside out. You know, the first time we played them, Krager posted us up a lot. So they're a tough matchup. We know that going into it. I think the message this week has been we're definitely a different team than what we were back in November and December. But a lot of the pressure's on them. You know, they're a team that's rated 4th in the state. They're expected to be down to state tournament. And we just need to go and play relaxed and loose and see what happens.
All right. Sounds good, Coach. Thank you so much for the time and good luck tonight.
Thanks for covering us.
And that was head coach Brett Larson of Manson Northwest Webster Cougar Girls basketball. Pregame coverage will continue. It's right after this on Mix 101.7.